USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Trump is signaling that he is ready to use executive orders to bring about coronavirus relief. He said he would act if Democrats don't.
We're going to enhance unemployment benefits through the end of the year. So unemployment benefits will be, that's a big one, will be brought out to the end of the year and defer student loan payments and forgive interest until further notice. So students who are paying student loans, and in many cases are not even allowed to go back into their colleges, extend the eviction moratorium. We will be extending that so people aren't evicted, not their fault.
Trump added that he would also defer the payroll tax through the end of the year. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
The latest job numbers are out. USA's Tim Burke has one perspective.
The United States economy added 1.8 million jobs last month, and the unemployment rate fell to 10.2% from 11.1% in June. The labor participation rate is at 61.4%. Joni Courtney is the chief workforce analyst for EmployBridge. She joins Fox Business and shares some of the sectors in the workforce that are doing well.
You know, looking at some of the numbers here and, the temporary help sector came back, added 143,000 jobs. I know in the business that I run, we're seeing a very strong demand, of course, in mortgage roles. That's no surprise based on the low interest rates that we see. But those positions of loan processors, closers are in such high demand right now. Manufacturing and logistics jobs are coming back.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As local restaurants struggle because of the coronavirus, a nationwide group is looking to help. Here's USA's John Hunt.
Of the 23 million people who lost a job early in the pandemic, more than 6.5 million of them worked in the food and beverage industry. A recent report predicts up to 230,000 restaurants could permanently close by the end of 2020. Now, restaurant owners have banded together to form the Independent Restaurant Coalition, which has the backing of some U.S. culinary industry's top names, and they're lobbying Congress to pass a $120 billion bailout for small and mid-sized restaurants. The group launched new TV ads starring Morgan Freeman aimed at urging Congress to help these restaurants survive COVID-19. The Restaurant Coalition says its effort has already prompted thousands of calls to Congress and nearly 200 co-sponsors for the legislation in both the House and Senate. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio narrowly lost his quest to reclaim his old job. Arpaio was sheriff from 1993 to 2017. He lost the GOP primary to department veteran and Arpaio aide Jerry Sheridan by just more than 6,000 votes. This is the second overall election defeat for the 88-year-old. He lost the Arizona GOP Senate primary in 2018. Arpaio was pardoned by President Trump a year prior for his conviction for refusing to obey a judge's order in a racial profiling case. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.